Hey, good morning, all. My apologies for the slight hiatus. It's usually how it goes during the holiday season. But thank God these parakim are actually pretty small, so we're actually going to do the entire Perek Dalet today. It's just two Mishnayos. So Perek Dalet, so Mishnah Aleph. So we've been discussing in the previous Perek, if you remember, talking about certain things, if you're allowed to insulate or not insulate food on Shabbos, before Shabbos. So the Mishnah starts, B'meh tumnin v'meh ein tumnin. On Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, with what am I allowed to insulate or not insulate my food, right? So remember, the reason why we can't do this is because it's a little bit of a stretch, but this is the halacha. So the concern is that if I insulate my food, then I'm going to maybe, if I wrap my food up with, let's say, tinfoil or something, then maybe I'll want to put it in the ashes of coals. And then if I do that, then maybe I'll think, oh, maybe it's not getting hot enough, so then I'll want to stir the coals, and that's prohibited. So that's where the whole prohibition comes from. So therefore, I can't insulate my food in general before Shabbos, lest I then come to think, oh, I'm going to... on Shabbos itself, I'm going to want to heat it up or something like that. So with what am I allowed to and with what am I not allowed to insulate my food before Shabbos, going into Shabbos? So ein tomnin lo v'geves v'lo v'zevel. So I can't surround my pots with some sort of olive or sesame, like pulp or whatever. Or any kind of like a manure. So we wouldn't really do that nowadays, but nonetheless, if you were thinking maybe I'll do it, you cannot do that. Lo v'melech, lo v'sid, lo v'chol. Nor can you use salt or lime or sand. Bein lachem and bein yavishim. For these last two substances, you can't use them whether they're wet or dry. So regular cold sand, for example, right? So you can imagine that could actually insulate, and dry sand wouldn't really insulate so well because it falls away and it's not really so strong. But even if it's dry, you cannot use that to insulate your pot. Lo v'tevin v'lo v'zagim. Nor can you use straw or grape skins. V'lo v'mochem v'lo v'asavim. Nor can you use cotton or some sort of other soft material or grass. Bizman shehem lachem. But this is only when these substances are going to be wet. Aval tomer b'hen kishehen yivashim. But when they're dry, when grass or cotton or something like that are dry, you can use that to insulate your pots with. Then finally, tomnin of the chsusu of heros, you can insulate your food with some sort of like a clothing or like a shirt or something like that, and produce. You can also use bird feathers or the particular, it's talking about like pigeon feathers, but really any feathers you can use, sawdust, or some sort of like flax combings when they would comb out the flax that was part of, you know, using it to right. So whenever they would comb it out, so those extra materials you can use to insulate it. Rabbi Yehuda Osir Bedaka. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you can't really use the fine flax combings, but Umatir Begasa, but you can use the coarse ones. So the ones that are kind of like more rugged and not as fine, those you would be allowed to use. That's Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis. Tomnin b'shalchin, so you can surround your food with animal hides. So what the Mishnah is talking about over here is you have these hides that weren't really prepared at all, right? So you normally would take an animal hide and then eventually prepare it for leather so that you can use it for various different things. At the beginning of the process, is you actually have the animal skin with all the fur and everything, so that's what it's talking about. So you can insulate your food with that animal skin with all the fur in it. You would think maybe you can't, but no, you can. Metalslin osan, you, and not only that, but you can even move these hides on Shabbos so that if the way I believe the Gemara puts it, or at least one of the commentaries puts it, is that back in the day, they used to sit on these animal hides with the fur on it for, like, carpets, or, you know, people don't do that as much nowadays, but people still do it. You know, they have, like, a fur carpet. So since people would sit on these types of things as, like, carpets, so then they're not mooks at all. You can use them for any purpose on Shabbos, even for insulating. Begize tsemer, you can also use, like, the wool shearings from a sheep. Ve'in metalslin osan, but you are not allowed to move them on Shabbos, right, because those things have no other use on Shabbos other than the insulation, and therefore they're muksa otherwise. So ketzad hu osa. So what should a person do if they do have their pot insulated with these muksa, which would otherwise be muksa coverings on Shabbos? No telas akisoi. So says the Mishnah, the Tanakama, well, he should just take off the lid, the hinofus, and then they're kind of, everything's going to fall apart. So you could just imagine like a cholent pot, for example. So let's say instead of having it the way we have it in our, like, you know, the thing, the heating element, let's say you just had it surrounded by these wool shearings, so all you gotta do is just take off the pot and just lift up the pot, and then everything will kind of fall aside, so that would be permissible. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah says, no, you can't really do this. Kupa. What you should do is a kupa mata al tzidav notel. You should take the box and kind of just tip over the entire thing, and so that way everything's, all the coverings will fall aside, and then you could take the box out. Why do we have to do it like this? Shema yitol ve'ino yachol lachazir. Because less, what you're gonna pick it up, And then all of the shearings are going to kind of fall into the place where the hole was. And then you're going to think, oh, I'm allowed to move them to put the pot back in, which would be prohibited because they're muksa. Therefore, you have to take it out in a way that everything's going to kind of stay in place so that when you put it back in, nothing's going to... there won't be any concern of you moving the shearings. The chachamim say, no telem machzir. No, you can even just take it out and put it back in, right, like regular, because we're not concerned that you're going to come to move the shearings that are a muktzah if they would move. And then finally, so if one didn't cover the pot while it was still Erev Shabbos, right? This has all been on Erev Shabbos. I can't insulate my pot on Erev Shabbos lest we go into Shabbos and then I may think I could heat up with it. So I could heat it up. And therefore, even though this is permitted on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos proper, it's totally prohibited to cover it at all whatsoever. However, if one covered the pot before Shabbos with some sort of any of these substances that we said were permitted, and they fell off on Shabbos, I'm allowed to recover it once again. And then finally, memalei etakiton, right? So this has all been talking about food that was cooked or is heated up, whatever. But let's say I just have a cold bottle of water. So if I fill my cold bottle of water up, and I want to put it underneath like a pillow or a cushion so that it can kind of remain, so that it can get a little warmer, right? So you can just imagine I have a cold bottle of water. I can't really drink very cold substances, let's say, and then I put it under my pillow and I take a little nap. So that would be permissible to do that on Shabbos. And you can drink like that, but in general, we do not allow insulating foods. Now, the most applicable case is usually when we have the cholent pot, right? There are a lot of different halakhic questions that come up when you use a cholent pot. So most cholent pots that we have nowadays have this sort of like a oval insulation thing, a heating element, where you put the pot in it proper, and then if you notice, so the entire thing is basically being insulated by this outer heating element. So that does create some halakhic issues. That's why some people like Mordechai Willig, he suggests you should make little balls of tinfoil so that you can kind of lift the pot up from the heating element a little bit so that it's not fully insulated, because that would be permissible. But yeah, there are concerns like that, and that's how it is applicable on Shabbos. But nonetheless, that is the fourth perek, and we will stop right here.